How do you ensure that your employees are fit for duty? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we're tackling a little aspect of health and safety where your responsibility as a supervisor is to make sure that your team is fit for duty. When we talk about fit for duty, we're making sure their employees are able to perform the job tasks without the influence of drugs or alcohol, or making sure that they are well rested so they aren't causing themselves and other people potential injury. Fit for duty really requires three different steps. Step one is to observe. Now, under the observation banner, it means that you would be looking at the employees, how they're acting and behaving. You're looking for areas where they may not be getting able to mount the equipment the way that they're supposed to, or they're walking funny, or they're just stumbling, or maybe it's just that their speech is somewhat slurred, or they're more irritable than usual. So that could be something that you observe as the supervisor, or it could be something that one of the other employees brings to your attention, or maybe even a third party like a supplier or a customer brings it to your attention. No matter how you come to know the information, you now have a responsibility to dig a little further. When you do that, you're going to be dealing with an area called reasonable suspicion. That means that you have reason to believe that the employee may not be fit for duty. So that's going to require a conversation with them. And in that conversation, you're going to be looking for information. Like, for example, was the crew all out really drinking and partying heavily the night before, and the person is clearly hungover and unable to perform their job tasks? As long as your suspicions are at least justified, you have an absolute responsibility not to allow that person to perform the work that day. Now, then you go to the third tier, which is where you're going to both be offering resources and also managing performance. So often your company will have an employee assistance program. If it is a substance abuse issue, you can refer the person to the EAP, or you can just refer them to community resources that you know are available that can help them. Most companies realize that they do have a duty and responsibility to help people be more successful on the job from a health and safety standpoint. Then there's the performance management piece of dealing with the issue, and that means you may have to administer progressive discipline. After all, it may be one of the requirements of performance to manage the actions of that employee so that you don't jeopardize the health and safety of your team. Now, once you've managed to help people become fit for duty and ensure that they are, you'll want to work on some of your other leadership aspects. And of course, you can do that through old-fashioned live in-person training. Yes, we're still doing that. Or through state-of-the-art virtual training delivered live from our virtual training studio. Or maybe you just need some on-demand resources for your team. And of course, it all starts with a conversation, and you can start that conversation on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. You can also connect with other like-minded leaders and with me in a discussion on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook. No matter how we connect, I want to be your partner in leadership effectiveness.